Friday night, and it's our first intermission, which can only mean one thing. It is time for this week's edition of the Picks from the Park, and factor in those NFL championship games, the conference championship games last weekend. Young man, you were 4-1, seven games over 500 right now, and the second half of the year has been pretty darn good to you in these picks, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has been. I'm doing really, really good right now, and I hope to continue that.
All right, so a few games on the slate this week. Where do you want to start?
Let's start in Division One. I've got Penn State at Michigan State.
Big Ten.
This is a Division One matchup. Penn State has an outstanding offense. Nasir Cesse and Evan Barat are playing absolutely insane right now. You know, they are playing really, really well. Michigan State is a struggling offense right now. Patrick, I hope I pronounced this right, Cutterenko, is kind of carrying this offense to what they've been getting. But, again, they are struggling a little bit right now. Penn State has a solid defense. Jones has been a good goalie so far this season. Michigan State has a good defense as well. John Lethemon has been great in goal this year, and I think the winner is going to be Penn State on the road for this game.
I don't blame you one bit. Penn State's got one heck of a team, and Guy Gadowski's done such a nice job with that program since he came on board there as the head coach from Princeton. And you look at how relatively young that program is. They're about as good as it gets, and so is he. So I like that pick.
Yeah. Next up, we've got Division III, UWS at University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire. Eau Claire is a solid offense. Bresser and Richards have been playing great this season. UWS also has a great offense. Troy York, Chad Lopez, and Dylan Johnson have been spectacular this year. Eau Claire is a fantastic defense. Zach Diamond has been an outstanding goalie. He's been a very, very good goalie, very high save percentage, and a lot of wins he's been getting. UWS also has a fantastic goalie. Oscar Svensson has been incredible this year. And I think that the winner of this game, I think it's going to be a close matchup, very close, might even go into overtime, but I think that UWS is going to be able to pull out with this one.
Wow, you got a battle of two top 10 teams here. The Yellow Jackets ranked 10th in the country. Eau Claire is ranked 4th. Two teams met earlier in the year. Eau Claire won the game in overtime. A couple of wild cards in this one as Eau Claire plays tonight. We're recording this on a Wednesday. They play Stevens Point tonight. And they'll be going to play three games in 4 days if you count the two over the weekend with the Yellow Jackets. The wild card for the Yellow Jackets, you mentioned Oscar Svensson. He's out. He got hurt last weekend, so they're going to be relying on freshman Miles Hector between the pipes. So you've got a couple wild cards each way, but you got two teams that are ranked 1 and 2 in the WIAC. Should be a good one. I hope you're right with the Yellow Jackets getting the win.
You know, I'm confident the Yellow Jackets are going to come out with that win. Next up, NHL. This is All-Star Weekend, so we've got a little bit of a tournament here. The Pacific is playing the Central, and the Metro is playing the Atlantic. The winners will play each other for who will be the champion of the All-Star Games. I think in the Pacific versus Central Division games, I think the Central's going to win. They have a better all-around team. In the Metro versus Atlantic, you know, I'm picking the Pacific. In the Metro versus Atlantic, I am picking the Atlantic to win this game. I think that they have a strong team. I almost said Pacific right there. I'm not sure why. And I think the winner of that matchup is going to be the Central. I think that they have the best all-around team in this All-Star weekend, and I think that the Central are going to win it all.
Picking the Central to win it all. That's kind of interesting. You start to look at what some of the Atlantic's got a really good division, and the Metropolitan is really strong as well. I'm not a fan of the Pacific, but they probably do have the best player in the game in Connor McDavid. So, you know, that's interesting that you go with the Central. There's no Minnesota Wild fandom leading you that way?
No, I mean, I'm a Calgary fan, but, you know, nobody there either, so I feel like the Central is going to win. I think that they have a lot of, you know, they just have better players, I feel like, a better all-around squad. Two defenders, they have a lot of really strong forwards. You know, you got people like Tyler Seguin, Nathan McKinnon. It's a really strong squad, and I think they'll win.
Okay, so we're going to go with the Yellow Jackets in Division III, Penn State in Division I, and the Central in the NHL All-Star Game.
Yep.
Do you want to pick the Pro Bowl, too?
Pro Bowl? I've got to say, it's going to be very interesting. I'm surprised Xavier Rhodes got named to the Pro Bowl.
The Pro Bowl lost all credibility for me when Xavier Rhodes got named to the NFC roster.
Yeah, I was glad Cousins made it, but then I saw Rhodes, and I was like, you know, he's just struggling a little bit now, and I do not understand why he got named to the Pro Bowl. But that being said, I think that it's, I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of really good players on each side, but I think that the receivers on the NFC are just, oh my goodness, they are incredible. Same with the defense. I'm going to have to go with the NFC to win this.
All right. Well, we'll see how it all shakes out, and I'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Talk to you later.
We're going to take a timeout. We'll come back with our first period summary right after this. You're listening to Yellow Jacket Hockey on 91.3 KUWS Superior.